This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio. EmpowerRadio.com. Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is the day that you're definitely going to want to make sure that you sit still for these 30 minutes and catch this show, because we're at the beginning of a new year, which means people want to start making changes, or maybe they want to add something to their life. And sometimes it's really hard to do that or get going. And it's like you almost wish you had your own little personal cheerleader to wake you up every day and get you going. Well, that is what I am providing for you today, because we have Kevin Young and Suzanne Young, and they are both personal success coaches, okay, with personal success programs. And so what better way to start your little day than with these cheerleaders? Hey guys, how are you?
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us, Lisa.
You're so welcome. Okay, now the good part about this is you guys use the law of attraction. And in case somebody out there maybe has not heard of what that is for some reason, can you give us a little bit of a description about the law of attraction?
Sure. Law of attraction simply states that like energy attracts like energy, and everything's energy. If you talk to scientists, physicists, they will tell you that everything is energy and everything is vibrating at different frequencies. And so law of attraction simply matches up those frequencies all the time. It's very similar to gravity. It's a law. It's not a technique or a theory or anything like that. It's just a law. So everything is subject to the law. Most of us we're not aware of it. But if you learn to tune yourself to the things that you want, then law of attraction actually brings them to you. It actually helps you. If you're tuned to things that you don't want, in other words, you're focusing on unwanted things, things that have come up in your life, then you'll attract those. So it sort of creates our own reality. It follows us around like a puppy dog, constantly giving us things that we either want or don't want, depending on what we're focused on.
So for a quick example, I really don't want to be late to work today. I really don't want to be cold when I go outside. I really don't want to have to deal with that really annoying client.
There you go. So the focus is on what?
What you don't want.
What you don't want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So you set up an energy momentum over time. The more you think these thoughts, the more it's sort of like a rock rolling down the hill. The energy builds up, and eventually things start manifesting, literally showing up in your life that match these things, this energy that you yourself are putting out. And this is what makes it difficult, because people think, well, I did a little bit of positive thinking, a little bit of affirmations, but I still had a crummy day. But it's about the amount of momentum. It's about the degree of how much you put in one pond versus the other. Most people won't take the time to get more than a couple of minutes of thinking of something that they want, and then they go right back to what is. And so they attract more of what is, and they get stuck, and they don't understand why they're stuck.
Okay, let me be the devil's advocate here. Neither one of you can take this. So someone's like, oh, so what are you suggesting? I walk around all day being happy and chipper? Life is not like that.
God, that'd be terrible.
Well, the fact is we're all real people, and we all have things that distract us and things that make us focus on different things throughout the day. The part that I loved when I learned about the law of attraction was that our thoughts are actually producing energy. That's something that people may not be aware of, and they were producing a frequency. The part that really helped me understand my life and really turn it all around was the thoughts that are producing the good feelings, love, peace, joy, enthusiasm, passion. Those are a high frequency when they go out in the universe, like a radio station that has different frequencies. As you begin paying attention to your emotions, when you go down to worry, you're worrying about things, that's a lower frequency. And then when you go way down to, let's say, depression or hopelessness, unworthiness, that's a very low frequency. So once you become aware that as you focus a certain length of time and that frequency is building up energy going out into the universe, it's attracting back to you experiences, other thoughts, purple people, places, things that happen in the form of the experience is going to give you the emotion you're in. So honestly, if you're stuck in worry, and I'm worried I'll never keep warm today, my car doesn't have a good heater, you're going to be putting out that frequency that brings back more experiences that's going to give you that same feeling of worry.
Okay, flip that then. What am I supposed to do if that's the thought that comes into my head? Because it's very hard sometimes to hold back that thought.
It is.
So how do we flip that then? Let's use the one about the cold car or whatever. What do we say?
So back to the idea of momentum for a minute. Because we haven't been trained this way, we've been trained that life is difficult. You got to work hard, things don't come easy. So that tends to be the thing that we pop back into. So the momentum isn't going to shift overnight. So you got to give it time. And one of the things that we teach in our workshops are techniques on how to move that momentum slowly and gradually into the direction that you want. Mm-hmm. We tell people at the beginning of any of the workshops or the interactions that we do is that you have to prove it to yourself. We can teach you the mechanics of law of attraction. We can give you processes, but they're your thoughts. Create your emotional responses, create your attractions. So you got to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. But we do help, you know, in the workshops and in our coaching, we help people if they're stumped, just like, well, how am I going to change the fear of not being cold? My heater has not been working. There's many things you could say to yourself if you can't, if you're stuck in that momentum of, I'm going to be freezing. There's a lot of things you can learn to say to yourself, and you have to choose to say them. But one of my favorite phrases on anything that I'm worrying about is, everything always works out for me. You know, when you look back in your life, things always do work out for me. So why not have it work out this time? And, you know.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, it's just, it's flips the switch to put you in a more positive space.
And that could be that you just attracted a warmer scarf, thicker gloves, and your coat. You
sun
a different
suddenly
coat.
Peeked out from behind the clouds, something like that.
Or the heater suddenly turned on because it works even energetically in software and all kinds of things.
I love that. So what's the difference between a personal success coach and a life coach? Is there a difference?
I think we coined the term success coach because it tied into personal success programs, and we're about individual empowerment, individual success. Life coach is a pretty well-defined category by the International Coaching Federation, which I've become certified through. And there's a code of ethics, and there's very rigorous standards that you have to follow to be certified by this organization. So a life coach fits under that category. Success coach is our hybrid of coaching plus teaching law of attraction.
And then, you know what, there's no better feeling for us, both of us realize this, than to help people learn how to be successful in any area of life simply by using the power of their thoughts. I mean, that is so empowering to have the knowledge and then go out and change your life.
So is success coaching therapy?
No, not at all.
No.
Coaching, by definition, the pure coaching part, the life coaching, cannot give advice of any kind. There's no advice, there's no telling of information, there's no educating, and therapy in itself has its place, but it's often backward-looking. It's often trenching out the past, trying to understand it, where law of attraction and coaching are always forward-focused. They're from now, where do you want to go, what's the gap, how do we close the gap? The past is irrelevant unless you focus on it, and if you focus on it, you attract it.
Yes, because you're focusing on things that don't feel good, usually. That's why you go to a therapist, and therefore that energy, the more you talk about it, builds up momentum, bringing more things to worry about or be depressed about. That's just how it's working. It's just a law. You know,
so what kind of people seek out a personal success coach?
Well, our experience and what's neat is that we actually use what we teach and the people that show up in our lives naturally, and we don't really do any advertising or marketing per se, are brought to us that are in a point of transition. They've tried a lot of things and they aren't working, and they've decided at some visceral level to take ownership of their lives again. They're not blaming their parents. They're not, you know, they may still be some of that, but they finally said, I've had enough. My back's against the wall. It's time to start making changes. And boom, they just show up.
A lot of times they just feel stuck in a rut. Like they have tried everything. Like, look, I have tried everything anyone's ever told me. I'm not quite sure what to do anymore, but I know I want better. I want more fun this year. I want more success. That's ideal person for us.
That is perfect. We're talking to Suzanne and Kevin Young. You can go to personalsuccessprograms.com if you're interested in finding out more about their programs. And they really do live, eat, breathe, and sleep the law of attraction in this success-based program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the story of how you met?
Really quickly, I'll try to get it down in a nutshell. I was going through a second divorce. That husband actually took some of our retirement money, bought a house behind my back, and had a girlfriend living in it. And so at that point in my life, I thought, oh man, what do I need to do? What do I need to learn about me so that I never have this happen again? Because that was painful. My attorney, thank goodness for her, said, I suggest you learn how to meditate. And I said, I've read about that. How's that going to help? I can't even quiet my mind. The bottom line is when I took her advice and I started focusing on my own spiritual self and growth, and decided to take that meditation course that she found for me. That's a beautiful turning point in my life, because that's where I met Kevin, my wonderful husband right here. So the universe set up an opportunity for me to change my path. I didn't see it right then because I was stuck in a miserable divorce, but Kevin and I became friends, just spiritual friends, which was so perfect.
So we were sort of in the same place in terms of both having gone through something that was difficult and then kind of letting go. It's like time to start turning inward, which is where all the answers are anyway, and start building that part up. And then we were an amazing match. And I mean, we could tell stories. Well, there's the one is that her dad, and we grew up in different cities. Yeah. Her dad was my elementary school principal.
Oh, my goodness.
We found out later, you know.
And there are several more of those where people who knew each other very strongly.
And his dad has a wonderful relationship with a woman who was my parents' best friend.
Oh, my goodness.
Played bridge with for years. It's just...
That's law of attraction. Yeah.
That is law of attraction in full force. Together. And I love the fact, though, that even though you were resistant, Suzanne, and thinking, you let the pull happen. You opened up and went, okay, I'm going to go to this thing. I'm going to give it a try.
Yep.
So that's why it's always really good when you get those little bits of inspiration or someone suggests, go ahead, even if you think it's not for you, and just try. Yep. Just try. Tell us a little bit about what the emotional scale is.
Well, the emotional scale is a scale that was actually published originally by Jerry and Esther Hicks in a book called Ask and It Is Given. And it's essentially a scale of your emotions that starts, it depends on which end you start at. At the bottom, in the most disconnected state, the lowest vibrations are fear and grief and depression. And you move up the scale, jealousy and then revenge and then anger, worry, boredom, hopefulness. You can kind of feel the energy releasing as you move up the scale. And you get all the way up to the top, it's joy and knowing and love and appreciation. These are degrees of, there are different frequencies. The highest frequencies are at the top. And the highest frequencies are the ones that are most connected to our what we call our inner being or the core part of us, this broader intelligence, which everybody has access to. And so the more, and the emotions themselves, a very important thing that people, I think, don't realize is that emotions are created by thoughts, is that we have actually bursts of thoughts, that we don't have continuous streams. We have continuous bursts of thoughts, so sometimes they come so fast it's like a stream. But each thought is an individual burst of energy. Each thought creates an emotion. So if you pluck a guitar string, you hear a sound. They happen at the same time. The plucking of the guitar strings, the thinking of the thought, the emotion is the sound,
the
that
sound that vibrates out.
So they're never apart from each other.
Oh.
So you can hear, if you hear the sound, then you know what the thought, the guitar string that was plucked. If you feel the emotion, you know the essence of the thought that was thought.
Hmm.
And everybody knows the difference between a good feeling thought and a bad feeling thought. You can tell by your emotions. And if you start paying attention to your emotions, they will guide you beautifully through your life. If you can catch it the minute you start feeling it, it doesn't always happen right away, and change the way you're thinking at that time, because remember, your thoughts are causing your emotions. So if it doesn't feel good, ask yourself, what was I thinking, and find new ways to think, because there are everything always works out for me. I mean, we can give you a bunch of phrases that help you feel better when you're stuck down into, I don't like the way I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, I love this, because I'm looking at the emotional scale, and normally it's really good if someone says, hey, you're a 10. That's frustration, irritation, and impatience.
Yeah.
So in that case, I don't want to be a 10.
You don't want to be a 10. No. You want to be a 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joy, knowing, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation. All of that is in number 1. And that's really the state we kind of want to stay in.
Yeah.
And we know, too, as we move into the new year, this is everybody comes in with a burst of, whoa, I'm going to do it. I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to get a new job, and I'm going to get a house, and I'm going to do it. Now I can't get out of bed. Okay. Because that happens. So what can we, something tangible we can give to somebody who might have had a lot of, yay, get up and go, but is finding that diminishing as we move into January already? I mean, it's already starting to feel depleted.
Well, the neat thing is that there's a million tools that you can use. The key is, how does the tool feel? And
I like that.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is that every time you go to sleep, lose consciousness, you sort of get a reset. Because the momentum stops because the thoughts stop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you wake up, you have the first opportunity to catch the momentum and start generating it for the day in the direction that you want. Yeah. Most people will wake up and then all of a sudden they'll start thinking about the thoughts they had last night or whatever's on their mind for the day, and now boom, the momentum is off and running in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a choice, and you can create what we've done in the past ourselves, and we teach people's meditation. It's just a
That's
way of quieting your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a feel-good list or an appreciation list and have that handy. Why don't you tell them?
Some of the things I do, I've been practicing this a lot. And so when I get up in the when I first realize I'm awake, because that's when your thoughts begin and that's when you start building up the momentum in whatever emotional state you're in. Oh, man, I can't stand to go to this place today. That's not an emotion I like. So I usually, when I first realize I'm waking up, I say to myself, it sounds kind of silly, I love my pillow, which I do. I've got the most favorite down pillow that I, and I love our bed. It feels so good to be there. And then what's fun is I know my dog always has good energy. So I call her over and I start petting her. She's wagging her tail. She's so happy I'm up because she was ready to get up.
Unconditional yeah. love coming at you.
And I'm starting a momentum of feel-good energy. If you have a pet, turn to them. They're always in a feel-good state because they don't worry. They don't have thoughts that hold them back on the big long list of things to do today. Turn on your favorite music. If you've got some music that just gets you jiving, that and sing to it.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
And those are a few little things that I know work for me, and they can work for everyone. You pick what feels good. That's all that matters.
There's an important side to that, that the momentum takes, you got years of training of disempowering thoughts.
Right.
We all do. So you got to give it 21 to 30 days of doing this every single day. Mm-hmm. Just treat yourself to that 15 minutes when you wake up before you'll start to see shifts. But when you see the shifts, you will know that it was because of your effort, because things will show up that you couldn't possibly have created yourself, but they will just walk in the door.
Okay. And what I want to say to everybody is that let's say you go 10 days and on the 11th day you forget. Don't get discouraged and think, oh, God, I'm all the way back to the first day.
No, not at all.
Just that's like a little hiccup. Okay, so have the little hiccup and then just keep going.
Good for you. That's
absolutely.
Exactly right.
Yeah. It never, you know, if you give up, then you're never going to get what you want. So don't be hard on yourself when you find yourself all of a sudden wound up in some feeling you don't like because you were thinking something that didn't work. We always keep turning ourselves around, and that's what's nice about being married. We understand it and can easily recognize when, oop, time to pick a new thought, or when he's, you know, we influence each other too. So it's just good to be aware to not be hard on yourself when you're, it's a process.
So what can someone expect if they have either a personal success coaching, like with just one-on-one or in one of your workshops? How do we know which method is better for them? How do you determine?
Well, good question.
Yeah, it's a great question. So it depends on where you're coming from and how much you want to learn about law of attraction per se. Coaching itself, the industry of coaching was founded 30 years ago by Thomas Leonard on law of attraction. Huh. It's actually a core component, and there's actually an attraction course in a lot of the coaching universities. So it's sort of a natural extension of this. But coaching in itself, you can hire a personal coach and you can have great success, a life coach, and not know anything about law of attraction, because the coaching process itself uses law of attraction, the awareness of it. But that being said, I've had by far the most success with people by tying together training of law of attraction, either through a workshop or a one-to-one session and so forth. Or sometimes people, they'll see the movie The Secret, or they'll read a book like Asking Is Given. And we do a hybrid session. So I use coaching process and technique, which is all about self-empowerment of the individual. But if they're getting stuck or if they have questions, well, how do I tune this up? We can go to the law of attraction mechanics and say, well, you're doing this and this, so let's try this and this. And it always works. It's like gravity.
Every time.
If you want to fly a plane, you got to know how gravity and aerodynamics work. Right?
And you can work with someone, you know, anywhere in the country, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere
the
in the world, yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, he's coaching a woman that loves the law of attraction that we met at a workshop one time out in California, right?
Yeah, we met her in Cancun. Yeah. All things.
And we've got friends around the world. We have another friend in England, Melanie. Yeah. You know, so it's just been a lot of fun. The fun part for us, though, too, is at this point, we still love doing our workshops together. Kevin and I do them together so that there's male and female energy there and different points of view. And so if you just want to learn about the law of attraction first to see if this feels good to you and then take advantage of individual coaching with Kevin.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
It's a great flow. And, you know, I offer a women's self-awareness program, a three-month program. So once they come to the intro of the law of attraction workshop, if they'll get a better feel of how they want to move forward and take advantage of what we have to offer, because we have a lot of different things we offer.
And we have to say there's a money-back guarantee on all the workshops. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, we know what we know, and you're going to be, if you're drawn to it, it's going to be good for you. You'll get what you need out of it and move forward in your life and take advantage of everything else that you want to.
Yeah. I'm. So I just. You see, my mouth is like, what? Yeah. That's pretty amazing. You don't hear that too often.
Well, we do. We just know that this changed our life so amazingly and brought us together for a reason, and that's why we offer the money back guarantee, because we know it can change your life too.
And in all fairness, we actually did we did force the money back on two people who brought their spouses.
Yeah.
And the spouses had a horrible experience.
Yeah, because the spouse is only there just because they had to be there.
To be there. And yeah. She dragged me here, whatever.
We don't allow that anymore.
No, we don't like hostages coming to the workshop.
I love this. We're talking to Kevin and Suzanne Young, personalsuccessprograms.com. You can find out about the workshops or, you know, one-on-one. What I love about you two is you're so down to earth. Okay. Sometimes people get a little fearful when they hear about, coaches and law of attraction. I don't know if they think we're all, you know, sitting and meditating for 24 hours, but, you know, they have lives. They have to get up and be a part of this universe. So just know that if you connect with them, if you're even interested, they can email you, right? And you can send them more information and
Absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, on the website, there is a contact us page. You can put your information in. And or you can send us an email, Kevin at psprograms.com or Suzanne at psprograms.com. Yeah.
And we have an intro to the Law of Attraction workshop coming up on the 18th of January. So if someone's interested, it's still got some spaces. We work with a small group.
Jump right in. Well, now it's time for the RL3. Anyone who listens to my show knows this is the time where we ask three silly, goofy questions of our guests. Sometimes they're thought-provoking, though. You never know.
You go first.
So here we go. Yep, and B is... as brief as you can, but as thoughtful as you can.
Okay.
It's probably about midnight on a beautiful night, and you go outside and you look up and you see a shooting star and say,
"Oh, just what I asked for."
And what do you say?
Wow.
See, this is the type of yin and yang you're going to get when you,
absolutely
you go, "Wow, there's a star."
It's a scientist in me.
It is, Kevin. I love it. Okay, here we go. And you have to choose one of the three options given. Would you rather be a great musician, artist, or athlete?
Artist.
Why?
I love being creative. It's a wonderful feeling. It feels so good.
All right. I like it.
Musician.
Okay, what are you playing?
Well, I'm trained in piano, guitar, drums.
Well, you already are a great musician.
No, I didn't mean I'm great. But I enjoy playing.
You know more than chopsticks, right?
I do.
Then you are ahead of the curve, mister.
Right.
That's right.
I love it. And here's our third one. This is the fantasy name. You know how to do it. Pets, first pet you ever had, along with the name of the street you grew up on. And give me an occupation that they might be. What do you have, Suzanne?
My first pet was named Spooky, and I grew up on South Point. So Spooky South Point. What do I do?
Spooky South Point. Maybe Spooky could be a jazz musician. Don't you think?
Ah, okay. I'm into that. Yeah.
Spooky South Point.
Yeah. 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 That's actually, it would be a great title for a album.
I know. I love it. All right. And what about you?
My first pet was Toby, and the street I grew up on was Lorraine. So Toby Lorraine. Right. So that sounds like an actor to me.
It does.
Which would be reverse. I'd rather be the actor.
Yeah,
you can be the
actor. Yeah, okay. You two switch and you go
That's
there.
That's why we came together.
And, you know, as we're, wrapping up here, just really briefly, you have different forms of, like, if someone just wants three personal sessions, or are they coming groups or series, or can they do one at a time?
Are you talking about coaching?
Yes.
Yeah. Coaching is really an individual choice. We haven't done the group coaching. We actually do in the workshops. The second half of the workshop is group coaching. Individual coaching is all over the map. So what we do offer is a free discovery strategy session. So just call up and we'll set that up and talk about it. And then if it makes sense for both of us, then we'll decide what to do next.
And as far as our workshops go, we have a series of them, but you can just take them one at a time. You don't have to sign up for all of them.
Perfect. So. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. This has been great, and it's a nice little people can take this as a little bite-sized interview and hear a lot about maybe what might be really good for them. So thank you for taking time out and telling us all about the Law of Attraction.
Well, thank you for having us.
You're wonderful people. And as I always tell everybody, if you get a chance, check out my Facebook page, Intuitive You. I'm doing pretty good. Coming up on 1,100. Woo-hoo! All right, everybody, have a great day.